Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Daf Vav. Well, we had yes, pardon me. Yeah. Well, we had the did, which we dashed in the psukim that we had. The din of a chaserever that we said, the din of, let's say, by B'nai Noyach, Mikol HaChai, which we darshan that when Noyach brought a carbon, when Avdei Chachamim brought a carbon, when we acknowledge it to be a carbon, they want to do the right thing, and they bring it on a bama, they're allowed to bring the karbanis in a way where Yidden do not bring karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. For that matter, even when Goyim bring the Karbanis and Beis HaMikdash, Goy is allowed to bring a carbon, provide a carbon for Beis HaMikdash, and of course, if he's going to bring it on the Mizbeach, it can't have a mum at all. But if he brings it in a bama, which he's allowed to do, he's not able to have a Mechusar Aver. He can have a behavior that's a bamum, but not a Mechusar Aver. The Lashon of Tosfos is that when he's mekabel to do it, we make him do it, and that's what Reb Kiviger's problem over here is. Why are we mechayev him to do it? And for that, we said, mashma, that there's such a concept of a neder, even if it's not mechlal the Zayin mitzvahs, but the shet neder is itself is what's mechayev. After all, Avraham Avinu made a shmua, packed with Avimelech, and they were mechayev to go and do it. We have, and if that's the Mahalach, and I found that Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Tchana Levracha, learns the same way. And I have it in my sefer that I bring it, that he brings it, he learns the same way in Makis, the Zangon, in Yoseches Makis, where he learns like that also. And then we have the Gemara, has the Pusik, that it trafes us, and we wanted to know that why I was does the Gemara need in Menachos the separate din of Mashki Yisrael? We have a separate limud to come and tell me that you can't bring a trefa for a carbon. If a guy is not able to bring the trefa for a carbon, then we certainly are not able to do it either. We wanted to know whether or not the din that we have on Mashki Yisrael, which says that when a person brings a carbon, he cannot bring it from something that he's not allowed to eat. But if I, so how do you know, why is the din that if a trefa, if you bring a trefa for a carbon, you can't bring a trefa for a carbon? Why not? Because you're not allowed to eat a trefa. If you're not allowed to eat a trefa, then you can't give the Rebbeinu Shmuel and Mordechai Mizbeach a trefa either. We can clear what that the pshat is, and there we spoke different stardom of what that is. Is it a Siba? Is it a Simit? Exactly what is it exactly? They have a separate clear, they got it in, of Bashki Israel. But L'chaira, what do we need that for? In light of the fact that we hold that a guy in a bummer is not able to break a trefa, and how do you learn it out? Where, let's say, says if you hold that it's able to be violent, so then what is the Isser? The Isser is Itcha B'dayman Loch, Hedachadami. And if it's not allowed to bring it on a bama, you wouldn't be allowed to bring it for a carbon either. Why would the Gemara need a pusik to come and tell me that l'chaira is a problem? That's one problem that we have. And also, we want to know l'chaira whether the din is a din of Mashki Yisrael or not by bringing on a bama. If there is din Mashki Yisrael, what do you need it for? If there's a din that says that somebody Yisrael cannot bring a carbon, he cannot bring it from things that are not edible to him. What about when a guy brings a carbon to Ligavaya on a bama? Is he able to bring those things that are disqualified from a carbon because of the Tzula Mashke Yisrael? We want to know that also. Pardon me, even though he can eat it, but Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. If Yisrael is not allowed to eat it, does it automatically disqualify it from being brought to Kavaya, no matter who brings it? No matter who brings it. Maybe he brings it because the reason it is, if it's something that Yisrael cannot eat, then God doesn't want to eat it either. Yeah, that would be as a svara. We can have such a thing. And these are the unit that we had. The gabi the din about the karbanis. The karbanis that we have that are brought even for avodah zarah that we have, because they adopt the din for avodah zarah the same karbanis that are qualified that are able to be brought for a bama. The Gemara then says, Nachamo, now we have by the Ibailu. So we have Ibailu. We're on the bottom again. Ibailu, Shloisha Yadim, Hain, Be'edehem. Odilma, Hain, Below, Edehem. I wanted to speak more a little bit about Mashki Israel. But hopefully I want to save it a little bit. Pardon me? Yeah, that was another thing we brought. Oh, yeah, not the topic, but coming with Racha, Tzadik, all right, I'll have to be bleed better. If you remind me, maybe I'll go back to that. All right, okay, I see you're inquisitive about that. All right, bleed better, I will. If you remind me, I hope I'll be able to do it.
Before
I leave. Toshiba. Toshiba. So the Gemara has a subject. Shloisha yabim hein v'yedehem. When it says 3 days, does the 3 days include the holiday? Or does the 3 days achutz the holiday, which really would be 4 days? Ibailu, shloisha yabim hein v'yedehem. Udiyama hein below v'yedehem. I mean, it's three besides the holiday itself. Toshima. Rabbi Shmuel Leiber Shleishim Lifneihem Ushleishim Liacharehem. Rabbi Shmuel argues on the Rabbana. We don't hold this way. We hold that the 3 days are 3 days before the holiday, not afterwards. Afterwards, it's, we don't hold the Black Friday. There is no,
What are you afraid of afterwards?
Backer tied to everything that I guess went well. Nobody gets what I'm.
Black Friday.
You know what Black Friday is? It's a big sale. It's a big sale, with it. Yeah. So Rabbi Ishmael holds that you can't do that either. Yeah, but we don't hold that way. You can deal with the goyim at the business even afterwards. You want to go and you want to do business with them the 22nd of September, 23rd of September, and 24th of September, you can't. By the 25th. But the 26th of September, you would be. I don't mean September. Excuse me, I didn't mean September. I meant December. All right. Okay, thanks. I just want to make sure everybody was up. I meant December 22nd, December 23rd, December 24th. But December 26th, you would, Rabbi Shmuel holds he can't do that either. Toshma Rabbi Shmuel, I was Shleisha Lifneihem, Shleisha Liachareihem, as Usher. Now, let's say it includes the 25th. The 3 days. So it doesn't mean, like I just said, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. It means 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So when he says 3 days afterwards, what does he mean? 25th, 26th, and 27th. Since it's counting it twice, what does that mean? So that's obviously what he's saying. It means 3 days besides the 25th. It's counting the 25th. Let's say that. It's counting the same day twice. I didn't tell the Shleisha Lifneihem. Maybe it said three. So for the sake of simplicity, he said it. Even though Abad Enechadami, maybe it means only two of the extra days. There would be no reason to say the 25th twice. Toshima. In other words, the day of the Eid itself. What?
According to Rishon, 7 days ago, sir?
No. What do you mean seven? Yeah. According to him, that's what would be. That's correct. Right. If you would have, for example, let's say it's assumed that day. It's 3 days before, 3 days afterwards, and the day itself. Now, that's why the Gemara even says here, look at this, Toshima. Toshima, the Omer of Tachliva bar Avdibi, Omer Shmuel, Yoim Rishon, the Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. What about on Sunday? Sunday, according to him, is a Goyisha day, Goyisha holiday.
Every
Sunday, according to him. We don't hold like that either. But there he holds that every Sunday is a day of Avodah Zarah. What?
Daniel said Yom Notri, Christians.
Yeah, for Christians.
But it was censored. So Arv says, no, it's not the Christians. Meiri says, it's not the Christians. We're talking about the Babylonians or something like
that. Oh, they had, not what we have, like that's what they have today. And so it was a Babylonian day, Sunday. All right. Yes, I don't know. All right. Okay. But here, Sunday was Sunday. Sunday is a day of Avodah Zarah. 3 days before, which would mean Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. And it would also mean, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it would also be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Which means Sunday is Avodah Sunday. Now what? Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Thursday,
Friday, and Shabbos. So it comes out, the whole week is Usher. Thursday is also Usher. Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Says, comes out, you'll never be able to have, according to him, you'll never be able to do business with them, according to him. If you're going to say, if you're going to say that the Sahakal does not mean three and one, that's four, but it means only two days before, because the third day counts as part of the reg of the prohibition. That so you have week above Chamishi, you have Wednesday and Thursday, that's open. So what does it mean? What does he mean? The Shari. So the way in the Chanami. That's Avada true. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. Look, the suffix that we have is not according to Rabbi Yishmael. But Avada means the Hain below Eidehem. He holds, of course, that it means 3 days besides the day of the Eid itself. I'll leave it to Rabbanan, but we're clearing it not according to Rabbi Yishmael. According to the Rabbanan. Omer Avinu Toshima. Let's say we can bring a raya to this, whether the 3 days includes the holiday or it does not. Toshima. Bielu hein eidehem shalemik achavim. We'll have the Mishnah later on in Davches. What are those holidays? Klada, Satrunya, Karkasim. And what are those days? Vomer Avchadet Varava. Klada is Ches Yomei Machat Kufa. Klada refers to 8 days, a period of 8 days after the Tkufas Tamus. Satrunya Shvayde Yomim Lifnei Tkufa. 8 days before Tkufas Tamus. Besimech and the seventh male Achar Mekadim Tzartani. Right before, right afterwards. Visoka Daitach. Now, it'll come out. So that's what it means in the Mishnah. Those are the holidays. Lifnei Eidehem, it's 3 days. Now, what is this? Let's say it's 8 days. So when you have the 3 days, so what's going to be? So it says the following. Bisoka Daitach, you're going to say that the 3 days includes the day of the Avodah Zarah itself. Comes out of Sarah. Comes out that there are 10. 2 and 8. So when you have 3 days. In other words, let's say it's independent. Let's say it's 3 days besides that. All right, so that's 3 days besides that. But if you're telling me that the 3 days includes the holiday itself, is an 8 day holiday.
Maybe it means at least 3 days. So what about 3 days?
Taisvis comes over here. If you see the Taisvis, we saw the night of Hebe Adam, I'm sorry, Yemi. Perish. E. Amrit, Bishleime, the Mishleisha Yamim, Kachashib. Kachashib, Tadi, the Mitzvah, Ein Yemeho, Eid. Kachashib, so that day is not included in the Cheshman of the three. So, alright, so over here you have 8. The 8 is not included anyway. Because sometimes the Yom Eid is one. Oshnayim could be a two-day holiday. Or these could be a 8-day. It's Vicha. That's the Rokha to learn the Fehoed, Osir, Shlosh, Lavim, Berb, Shlosh, Yomim. So it always refers to the three. The three before, no matter how many days the holiday is. It could be a one-day holiday, it could be a two-day, it could be an 8-day. But 3 days is a constant. 3 days always Osir. Elei Yabrek, Elei Yilam, Im Ha'ed, Mechashven HaShlosh HaYamim, then that doesn't fit. How do you say Elohei Neideim Kladda? You're saying what? That's going back with the first Mishnah. What the Mishnah tells us later. What are the holidays that it's referring to?
What are the one-day
holidays? Yeah, if it'll be a one-day holiday, it'll be one-day holiday. But these are the holidays, the Kladda this. And therefore, these are 8 days. These are 8 days, and when you come to the cheshvan of three, it doesn't fit. So therefore, it counts the 3 days, counts on three, even though technically, of course, it's going to come out to ten, it's no riot. Maybe can't do the whole thing is 1 day, but even Hanabi, even though technically, it's of course 8 days. Shloisha Yabim says the day of them shall let me go home in 3 days. That's the way the Tanya says it. The Soka Daita, hey, if you're going to say that the three includes the holiday itself, please say a day of shall I take a chavim shloisha yamim.
That's not true.
Not the eight. No. Lifnei Eidehem, 3 days. Now, let's say you would say, so Lifnei Eidehem is 3 days. If you're going to say hey, Eidehem, let him just say, Eidehem, Shalavi Gachav Mishloisha Yamin, because it's including that. There's an Isser of Eidehem plus the other two. The Chitayim Ahaydek Tani Lifnei. Maybe it says that reason. So let it say another way. At least they Adam shall I they kachadim gimayamim lifneyim. If the only reason why you're saying that is only lafuki the shita of Rabbi Ishmael, it's a better way to say it. That was shvavi na. What does it mean? 3 days. 3 days really means 4 days. 3 days means really 4 days. It means 3 days besides the holiday itself. So we're talking about, let's say, for example, December 25th. It's not included in the 3 days. The 7th is the Yom Eid itself. And besides that, you have the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Shmami Dom. Shemilam Shmami Ibailu. What's the reason why you can't do business? Ibailu. Is the reason Bishum Harvacha? Because what's going to happen? He's going to be marviyach. He's going to have what he needs. And he's going to go and he's going to be my dad. Thank the Avodah Zarah. We'll see. I'm going to see the Rashi in a minute. Wait, let me read the Gemara first. Mishuma harvach odilba. Or maybe the reason is Mishuma lifneim elisitei mirshu. He's going to go bring the behemoth for the Avodah Zarah. He's going to bring a carpet for the Avodah Zarah. And the Israel is going to be over. Well, the Freyimer be mafshel him at the act of Avodah Zarah. L'may nafkemina, the nafkemina will be how you learn it. In the case the Islay behema l'dide, he has another behema. You went and you sold him a behema. That's true. Well, let's see, he has another behemas. He could have burned his other behema. Yeah, maybe Shumar Vachadu, I can remember Avoslay. That Avada would be Bechlal the Isser because he's going to thank the Avodah Zarah for his good fortune.
Even though he has another one.
Even though he has another one. But still, you're not being gairam him to go do it. He would do it without you also. Let's pause here for a minute. See, it's in the Rashi that we have here. See the Rashi Mishum Arvacha. Mishum Arvacha, the Rabbah V'yosei L'omayde L'omayneh K'chavim, he's going to gain something from it. It's going to be my viach. And he's going to go thank the Avodah Zarah. And by doing that, the Avodah Yisrael Mishum Lo Yishom Al Picha, the Yisrael over here is being over that fact that by him, he is being over that the person will go pronounce the Avodah Zarah. And that's an Isra of the Yisrael Lo Yishom Al Picha. He can't be the cause. He can't be the impetus for him going and bringing out the guy, the Avodah Zarah. Can't be the Avodah Zarah. It's a separate issue. That's like the Gemara tells us, the reason why he can't do a shutfus. The reason why he can't do a shutfus with a guy. You're going to go do a shutfus with a guy, and as a result of a din that you might come to with a court, to a court case with him, he's going to swear the name of the Avodah Zarah. You are the impetus for him going and saying the shame of the Avodah Zarah. That's why Yishom Al Picha. Even if you yourself did not say it, but you caused him to say it, that's also why Yishom Al Picha. Type of thing. I don't mean necessarily, but it's something like that. However, let's say as a result of what you did, he's going to bring a behemoth for Avodah Zarah. You're going to be overly fayivim. Now, that's a good thing that Reb David is here. He can help us out with the Pshat Rashi. Lifayivim, the Mizakin lame, the Mazvin lame, the behemoth. They're going to sell it. What's going to happen? He's going to sell him a behemoth. He's going to sell the guy a behemoth. Umakriva lamanis kosovin. He's going to sell it to, he's going to sell it to him and he's going to bring it for the Avodah Zarah. Now what? Uvnei Nayach nitztavu aleha. The Bnei Nayach, Ben Nayach, is commanded not to worship Avodah Zarah. The Yachas v'sheva mitzvahs b'mez b'dalad mitzvahs v'sanhedrin. Like it's Avada, it's one of the dalad mitzvahs that we have in the Gemara of Sanhedrin. Avodah Zarah, think everybody holds that way. So Rashi now asks the question. Now, what does he mean here? So, in other words, wait. So, you're going to be over because you're being Gairim, him, to go worship Avodah Zarah. Let me pause here also for a minute. We see from the Gemara, aside finish that we have here, Lifnei Iver is not to be Gairim a Yid, to be over an Avera only. Lifnei Iver, you'll be over by the Mashal Gai to do an Issa. Let's say you went and you gave a piece of Eber Minachai to a guy to eat. You're over Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver does not mean that you're going a Yid to do an Avera. You're going to be over one of the Zion Mitzvahs. You're also having Lifnei Iver. We had Kamarayas to this, which creates a problem. Huh? It's come up, there are different rayas, Kama rayas to this. We have it from the Dharam, we have other rayas, we'll have even from Avodah Zarah, from Bamatiya. But I said, let's say we have, if they hold that a Ben Nayach is Mitzvah Lasirus. We have a Maslaikis like we had in Sanhedrin, where the guy is Masuyev, is allowed to castrate the behemoth. Right?
We spoke with Shiles, a veterinarian.
Are you allowed to give a veterinarian a cat to spay? There's a machlokes in this. So the Gemara says, if you do it, Gemara Mabitziya and Avtzadi, the Gemara says, you do it, you're really Lifnei Iver. That creates a problem with the chinuch in the midst of Lifnei Iver, because it says if you're machshel a Yisrael to do it. And everybody wants to know, what does it mean a Yisrael? We have Mahalchim, what the chinuch means, and that. The pashtus of the wording of the chinuch is, if you're Gairim, a Yisrael to be do the Avera, so then you're overly fair, and everybody has the kasha, what does it mean? We have Malchit that we can have to answer it. But he's overly fair, if you're Machshel Yisrael, the Mashmal, the reading of the Chinuch says, if you're Machshel a guy, that's different. This is from Panovich Arad, Skadal of Rach, there's a Machshel Yisrael, There is Kainim that says that not only is Leifes where you're mocking somebody to go and do an Isser, if you give somebody an Eitzah Ra, it's also Leifes. It's not only where you're mocking somebody to be Omer Avera. Let's say you give somebody an Eitzah that's detrimental to him. It's Eitzah Ra. It's like an Eitzah Sheder HaGedis. You're right. Rashi brings it into the Chumash. An Eitzah Sheder HaGedis. You're also Leifes. That din is a separate din. That din might only apply by Yisrael, not by, that's what the Chinuch is talking about. But when you're Makshul a guy to be over on the Achai, and Gezel, and Avedazara, and Dine, all the Dine that we have, Bechas Hashem, all the cases that we have, over there, you're over on Yisrael, the Yisrael who's Gairim, and is also over Leifnayiver. Fine. So, but, and therefore, that's what we're talking about here. Frank Rashi Akasha. Now Rashi has a Akasha. It's true that we said what? Remember we said before here on that base. But he was matter then. What do you mean, kind of Lifnayiver? What kind of Lifnayiver is it? He's not Betzuva in it anymore. If the guy worships Avodah Zarah, is he over something? Rashi's asking, it's Avodah Zarah, it's why you over Lifnayiver? Mihu, this is why we need Reb David over here to explain to us what this means. Mihu, al yavru al yodecha. Even though that might be true, he still cannot be over because of you. Why? Because if he does it, he's going to be us and Dita Nesadin. I'll share Mikayim, because he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. The Alpha P. Shayla, even though the Alpha P. Shayla has Schar B'Kiyuma, even though he doesn't have Schar B'Kiyuma, the Ahadi Ka'avar, the Ahadi Ka'avar, he's over, the Ahachi Nira, again. To mess up the gears over here. The Ahachi Ka'avar Yisrael, but Abba became Mishum Lifneim and Lasite Mirshal. Why? The Abba Mishayim Lahem Schar, but he's gonna what? Shabbat Asalit and Zadin shall shame the Kaiman. He has Asalit and Zadin, I'll shame the Kaiman, even though he doesn't get any Schar, but he's gonna be Asalit and Zadin, because he's not the Kaiman. Which it seems what?
What's
up with the Yisrael? So if he does it, Rashi says, he's not Mechuyev in it.
Why?
And if he does it, he doesn't get any scar. Now let's say he worships Avodah Zarah. Is he get Mishpat in Bezdin and Bezdin Shomayla? Is he done? He's going to do it?
It says
Amad V'Yitira. That means Rashi's that Rashi's telling us he was Matir it, but he's still going to be also Litan Esadin for it.
I've been in his own mind.
Yeah, what is it? What is that? That's what it's a steeril. I mean, what if you're going to tell me, that says l'chayra, that if he's also leaked in his did, he's obviously not allowed to do it. That's all he is. Well, remember on that base, we said, Rashi in that base says, he wasn't b'chuyiv in it. I mean, Rashi on the top, in Baf Gimel. So Rashi said that he was about to it. There's no iser. We said we have a problem over here with the Rashi over here. Does Rashi hold that the guy was Ivar and Isser for worshiping Avodah Zarah or not? What does Rashi mean over here? Well, one line to the next. He's asking a kasha, Rashi. Aye. It says Avad Vihitira and says that it's no Isser. Rashi and he, the Avad Avad Vihitira. But Avad Pikain, you're over the Fayiver. Because he's also Litin Esadin. How's he also Litin Esadin? Doesn't that imply he's also Litin Esadin? Because he's not allowed to do it. If he's allowed to do it, what's it mean also Litin Esadin? He's also Litin Esadin because he did something wrong. He was Matarit. Rashi before said he was Matarit. And even Rashi here seems that he was Matarit. Even Rashi over here says he's Matarit. Fake Rashi, aye, says, Abad Vitira. Yeah, sure, Abad Vitira. But Abad Pikain, he's also Litin Esadin. Is such a thing conceivable? He's also Litin Esadin for something that he doesn't have to do.
And you're a little guy.
In other words, a guy goes and he steals. A guy is worshiped Hashem by the Zorah. A guy will leave Abraham in Achai. He's going to have to be accountable for that. The guy will come and he'll say, why am I accountable? You were a moderate. What do you want from me over here? Well, you were a moderate. If I was mitzuvah in it, I wouldn't have done it. You want to tell me I didn't get schar? All right. But you said more than that. You told me that I don't have to do it. So why am I yotzei litei nesadin for something that I didn't have to do? And Rashi before said it also, lebeferish. And over here he's even saying it. Frank Rashi, Akash, Hayez, Abad, V'tiran. Yeah, that's true. Abad, V'tiran. But he's also litei nesadin. What does it mean?
Sounds like
I said before. I'm not bothered by this Kashi for 95 years. Maybe more than that.
Previous
film. Yeah, they have a discussion left over from a different Gilgul.
Didn't we go in
Matabo? Huh?
Yeah,
these are all speculative. All these are the things that we have. It's very speculating. Speculative.
Sounds like from Rashi.
I don't know. It's been said that the Netziv is over. I didn't see the Netziv. It said last time that the Netziv.
When
we saw it. Sada, maybe the Rabbi Sada. I didn't see the Rabbi Sada. I don't have it. I don't know if he's, I didn't see anybody that signed it on this. Yitzchak says that the Netziv. Here, David. Your father said that the Netziv is over on the Rabbi Sada. I didn't see it, the Netziv. You can check it. What?
Yeah, right, so I thought
we had
this
school.
Yeah.
What did it say we have? We do have a Rebbe Sada. I don't remember.
I
didn't realize we had, I don't think we have a Rebbe Sada here, do we? All right. It's my Shadisson. He's not here, but it's not here, but the Eitzar Achof of our son. All right. What? So that's the reason what good. So the topic is, why can't you do it? You're going to be either lifneiver, or you're even while you shab al picha. The nafkamina is whether he has another behemah. Great thing of varm chiyisle. And let's say he has another behemah. He's not either mishum lifneiver, lusite mikshal. But Tanya, we learned in a price of Rav Nosson. Minayan shelo yoshit adam kaishel yayin lenozir. How do you know you can't give a cup of wine to another to drink? The ever bin achai livnei nayach, or ever achai to a ben nayach. Tabat laima livnei yimer loisite mirsho. Say leino sitte mirsho. So Frank the Gemara, what is the case over there? Ahacha. But you know, you have eaten, like, let's say you wouldn't have given the wine. Sorry. Do you have that? You have it? That's it? What?
He refers to what he says in Hamak Dabar.
In the Hamak Dabar.
Yeah. He refers to what he says over there.
Well, does he at least come back to the problem?
Huh? No, he doesn't ask the kash.
The Rishash on the Gemara and Nathay, the Skuri Iskar.
Yeah.
The Rishash said that. Then the Rashi here and above is Shemuzi. You have to erase it. Then he says that it's a different. That's going according to Maskana. This what our thing is going according to the Havamina.
But that we don't really see a Havamina and Maskana at this point.
Right.
But the Gemara that base, and the Gemara that base, but the Gemara there, so the, we don't see a reversal of the Gemara that got me at this point.
The Gamir Dash, the Mitzvah, the Birsh Rashi, come on, look that book.
He says what?
Yeah,
there are shash over there, yeah, somewhat. Okay. Yeah, this is a problem. What happened over there? Are we talking about a case? If I wouldn't have given the Nazir the wine, if I wouldn't have given the Eber Ben Achai, Peter Ben Nayach, he would have been able to get it anyway, L'chayim. What would he do? He'd go to a restaurant and get it. What the Nazir do if I didn't give him the wine? He would take a couple of wine by himself.
I mean, it's before they were matter when he says, Avon and Avon Achad of Nidah. This is before they were matter. What are we speaking
well,
about?
Before they were matter.
I thought they were matter.
Again, whatever the beer is, I mean, there's going to be a you're maximum to do the Isser. It says that if you give the Bnei with a Chai to Bnei, you're overly Fnei'iver, just like we're saying now. You give him a behemoth, he's going to use it for Avad Azara. You're over the Fnei'iver. He was over the Isser. He's over the Isser. We want to know what's the mean of Isser. Rashi says no, he's not over the Isser. So that's a problem. Because he does Sonditan Esadid. So whatever the beer of him is, because Sonditan Esadid, you have it over here too. Mashma, even in the case where he had the behemoth, he had the wine, he had the Ever Minachai even from before. And that's the Gemara says, Shapli, he's going to take it anyway because of our Mishim Lifnim and Lissite Mircho. So the Gemara, no, it's not. Achamabai Askeinen, the Koi Betray Avri Nara. We're talking where? When it's not accessible to him. It's inaccessible. The only way he's going to get it is if I give it to him. Rashi here says, the Koi Betray Avri Nara. I'm in Kachama Mitzad Zeh, the Yisrael Mitzad Zeh. There are two sides of a river. The lo yayiv lay, because if the Israel does not give it to him, lo basi shokil, he's not going to have access to it. And that Arayan, that's mashma, that's how it is. They can have any lo yoshit. The yoshit is mashma. You can't stretch it out and give it to him. That says lo yitain. It says lo yoshit. Mashma, that it's inaccessible to him. Lo tani lo yitain. Shmaminah, then that's the case. So in other words, whenever you're talking about the din of Lifnei Iver, it has to be Midaraisa Trey Abre Denara, where it's something which is inaccessible to him without me. If he's going to take it anyway, then I'm not the cause for him being over the Issa. If I don't give him the behemoth before the holiday, he has a whole bunch of other behemoths. He doesn't need me to give it to him. I'm not going to be over Lifnei Iver. What? That doesn't make a difference. That wouldn't make a difference. Yeah. That part would. He's going to be over the Isser in a different way. The clever that we have is, let's say, we have another clever, that is, let's say, as a result of me giving it to him, he, the mice in the end, he did not drink the wine, the Nazir. In the end, he was not makriv the behemoth. But he could have. He says he's a person, he loves lobster. So that's I'm going to give him away from it. That's good. I gave him something which he might not, that's something happy he doesn't eat it. Maybe he loves lobster, right? He's going to eat Ever Minachai. He's going to eat maybe Ever Minachai. But, what? What do you mean, Swatter? Yeah, I mean, I'm told by a guy you're talking. A guy. It's Ever Minachai. He can stay in while still alive. Say what? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. We had technical problems with the... with lobster. Forget about lobster. Anyway, so what we're talking about over here is
he did not do
the Isser, but he could have done the Isser, or he wanted to do the Isser. Something like that happens. Was I ever Lifnei Iver? I'm only ever Lifnei Iver if it led to him being over the Isser.
Right.
It's like. The Gemara says in Bobitsiya, remember we have the Gemara? A person is not allowed to lend money to somebody unless he gives it to him with a shtar. Because if he gives it to him without a shtar, he's going to be able to deny it as a milvah peh. And of course he'll be over. I'll schedule. This way, if in a case where I lend him the money, I am mechuyev to go and make him a shtar to prevent any possibility of him going and denying it. So let's say I lent somebody money without a shtar, I trust him.
He was on the Malva?
On the Malva. So let's say I lent somebody money without a shtar, I trust him. And in the end, he pays me. In the end, he pays me. Was I ever the favor because I gave him the opportunity? So this is a big suffix that we have. It's like something that we have a rayas.
Rashi says it's
that we have that we have different national items. It's for Yitzchak. Also, Gabi, these dinim that we have a raya from the Gemara Kedusha. I don't want to necessarily elaborate on that. We're just bringing it as the suffix that there is the clap of the suffix, whether lifayim is based on the fact that eventually he'll do it or not, even if eventually he will not wind up did it, but he had the opportunity to do it. Beside me, you know, if you'll take it, for example, let's assume that it could mean, let's assume that it could mean kipshuto. If you take a banana peel, or you take a rock, and you see a blind man walking on the street, if he goes on that banana peel, he'll slip. If he'll, I put a rock, an obstacle, that he's gonna trip over it, and he's gonna get damaged.
Walks around.
So let's say somehow he walked around it. Was I utterly favored? Listen to Mitchell, I put a Mitchell there. In the end, it turned out that he was not. There is a rye from the Yad Ramah. Yeah, there is a rye from the Yad Ramah, that it is like that. I don't think, the Mechilas Gimoy Taroscha, I think it's Chavay, I think it's Chav Gimel. Yeah. All right. So, you know, I think it's from Gimel on the base. And the Rai is not from the Gemara. The Rai is from the Yad Ramah. That's how the Rai Yad Ramah learns. Grumma. That's how he learns the what the Isra of Grumma but Ezekiel is. What's the Isra of Grumma? So the Yad Ramah says the Isra is, you have one way, some say it's Rahatul Reich and Kumecha, the other way, it says it's Leif and everything, it's Leif and Lissite Mirsha. That's one way to learn it. It's one way to learn it.
Rashi,
he's a Shema Yavan, but he's trying to say Shema Yavan. Oh, so, yeah. So then he'll do it. Therefore, if he doesn't, that's going to be the problem. So what if it's Shema, he doesn't, even if he doesn't do it? Well, Shema, he doesn't, therefore, if he'll do it, you're going to be over. Okay, but that's the something that we have over here. This, we had, so we have Dinam of Lifnei Yiver, your Machshel are going to do it, this Lifnei Yiver. And we have the subject whether or not it's going to be true. And remember that basic thing that we have is only b'makom where, if not for you to do it, he would not be able to do it. Now, if we take a look at Tosfos, over here, you see, Tosfos comes and Tosfos says, Lefizeh, Asar Lahoshit Mumarim. You can't go and give over to a mummer, somebody who's an avaryad, who's a nav, la vadiska chavim, a davar iser. Avalpi, even if it belongs to him, you can't go and facilitate it that he should be able to take it. Ki adavar yadua shiachiluhu, shiachlo, you know that he's going to eat it. What are you going to do? He's hungry. What's to eat a ham sandwich? And the ham sandwich belongs to him, to the mummer. And he says, do me a favor, can you go get me a ham sandwich? Give me my own ham sandwich from the refrigerator. You're not allowed to do that. The reason is, by Yisrael Mummer, we consider him to be like a full-fledged Yisrael. He's Betsuba Yisrael, Achmi Shechata is Yisrael. Umayri Minikai B'machayim Shalom Yuchal Likach. In a case where we're in a place that he would not be able to have access to it unless I give it to him. Let's say he's right in the kitchen by the refrigerator, and he can go take the ham sandwich by himself from the refrigerator. He says, do me a favor, save me a tircha. Go ahead and there's a ham sandwich in the refrigerator, give it to me. I give it to him. Then I'm not over. He'll take it himself, but he doesn't need me to get it. He has access to it himself. And this is a problem that we have. Wait. So Tosfos is telling us that when we're talking about a mummer or a guy, it's going to be mutter, like Agamara says, it'll be mutter, unless it's something that is inaccessible to him without me. This creates a problem. The problem that's created is because the Rosh over here says the same thing as Tosfos. Tosfos over here says it like this. Tosfos Shabbos says that Enoch and Abi, the Gabi, they didn't do Raisa, you're not over unless it's Trey Abri the Naira. But be the Rabbanim, even if it's not Treyav and Denara, you're still not allowed to do it. Even if he has access to it, you're not going to be able to derive some. But be the Rabbanim, you will be able to. Taisudav Gimel. What? It could be like with the Shaz, what the answer, let's say it's Misayeya. So Taisa says that it won't be a deraisa in a chadabi, but it'll be a drabanan. And that creates some problems. So we have Lechaira, this Taisa saying it's mutter. If you're going to, this Taisa tells us it's mutter. And there, Taisa says that it's also. The Rosh over there, and Daf Gimel, the Rishayim, say it's also. It's also be drabanan. The Rosh over here comes and says it's mutter. The Shach, we have a Shach, the Shach in Kufnu and Aleph. But the Shach is Ibid or this also. The Shach, thou shalt the beer of the Shach. The Shach says that that which is going to be usher is only by a regular Israel, not by a guy or by a mummer. By a mummer, you won't have that. Let's assume, like the way Reb David just said. The reason is because it's Messiah. Is there an Israel Messiah by a guy? Maybe not. Is there a Messiah by a mummer? Maybe not. But Lamaisa, we see from Rashi that there's an Israel Messiah by a guy. A raya is, I think from a Rashi on the, we have a raya from a Rashi, later on on Memhe. To the rear, we have a raya from a Rashi. That he holds that there's a din of Messiah, that there is a din of Messiah, even by a guy, or by a mummer, it's going to apply over there. And therefore it's not so pushy that it is like that. The Shach comes, and the Shach, and the Shach comes from Zmechalik like that, and it's not going to be such a, there won't be such an answer. But I said that day, I meant Munad. So here it says, No, it says like this. I'm reading a Rashi with Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. It says, "Mishum Misayeya Yidei Ivrei Avera Leka Shehavi Kachavim." But it's Tavalkach. Rashi's by far. There's a little Messiah by a guy. There is a Rav Kimeger over there. Look at Avram. Something. But over here, the Rashi it's a bottom on the. But hey, but I'm talking about a guy. But there is an Israel Messiah.
Not
a Tzav
on Tumah, but it's
not. Yeah. So the Shaila is, if you're going to tell me that there's an Israel Messiah, why would it be Mutter being around Bonin? There's an Israel Messiah. So why should it be Mutter anyway to tell the guy to do it? It's true. In Chedabi, it is accessible to him. Without me, he would do it anyway. But I'm I'm still a facilitator. He doesn't need me to be a facilitator. Because he'll do it anyway. But now that I am doing it, I'm still a Messiah. If you learn like the Shach, it would seem to me he's telling us that the Messiah does not apply by the guy. Or it doesn't apply by Israel Mumer. Maybe there's no Arvis he holds by that. I mean, that's telling what the din of Arvis. This Kol Yisrael, I read from Zelazah. But there's no thing called Israel by a guy or by a mummer. But this is from Rashi over there is a problem. Rashi and Daf Nun Hey. You have it? The Bab on the Nehem and Aleph? The Rashi and Nun Hey and Aleph. You see that?
Yeah.
So Rashi is telling us that there's a Messiah by a guy. So it's not like that Shach, the Kufnun Aleph that the Shach holds, that the Rabbanan will apply only by Israel. It will not apply by a guy or by a mummer.
You know, Pat,
this
is very to get on my side on a daily basis.
Yeah, why?
We have businesses.
Yeah.
The nursing home, we have hotels and serve food. It's English. If you live in there, they're not from and so on.
Yeah, of course. During the year and from it, of course, Pesach is a big problem. Basically, it's a problem by nursing homes, yeah.
You're going to do it anyway. He's going to do it anyway.
Like the problem, like Tyson said, Shabbos, the Rush, they hold to listen to Rabbanim. That's why you're right. No, Avada, you're right. It's not going to be in the rice of the Rabbanim. That's it. But besides that, what about Mishmalar to say?
They're not Mumin.
No, but more. Over there, you know they're going to do it anyway. Whatever food you give them, they'll eat. What do you mean they're going to do it anyway? If you don't give them tarfus, what, they're going to eat it anyway? Where are they going to get it? They can't go walk down the store in a wheelchair. They take it to the old people in the nursing home. If you don't give it to them, they won't do it. It's going to be, that's even a derisa. They'll give it a derisa on that. So what do you do? You have a what?
Partner.
So you do it with a Kaisha partner. So what? Huh? The contract says it. The contract what?
I think it comes into a double come in touch with this Aiden. They used to do, doesn't do it anymore. They have a very interesting contract where the guy owns the business for all the food and all the Yom Tov and Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah, it's something like that. Some kind of a double cop. You have to be deal with. It's a goyish nursing home, yeah, but it's a goyish nursing home, but they're eating out of there also, of course.
Actually, the problem is a bigger problem, too, because this way that they get around it is not, it doesn't really help you. It's a problem.
Well, no problem with a guy. You want to give a guy a tray for pizza, it's fine.
Yeah,
Shabbos, it is Shabbos and Yontem, it's another. All right, good.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, but these are, but they, let's see, Rock Lahire, they got me these things that we have here. Now, now what? Okay, Rabbi, so we got to hear. Let's say a person did business, and he was over on this takana. Is he allowed to be dead from the commerce that he did together with the guy? He did business with the guy before the holiday. What's the din of Hanas and Aser for him to be Nene from the Sphira or not? Rabbi Yechon, Nama, Nasa, Manasa, Nasa, Rishlokish, Nama, Nasa, Manasa, Mutter. The Ariyam Vachlaikis, Rabbi Yechon, and Rishlokish. He's there, Rabbi Yechon, and Rishlokish. A day and Shulat, Nika, Chavim, Nasa, Manasa, Nasurim. My love, Lifnei, A day, Fire means the Yisrael of doing business with him 3 days before. Maybe it means something more, hello, a day ham dafka. Maybe it is a chumra, and it refers only to the day of the holiday itself. But that, or ikin diabri. They say that Shiloh was a Rishim ben Lakish from Rabbi Yechonin. Tvashma, Rish Lakish, who was matter it, asked from Yechonin, a day ham shalemi kachavim, nasim and asa and asa. A day ham in, it's Tvashma only the holiday itself. Lifnei, they am low. According to you, Rabbi Yechon, what do you do with that, according to this version? Tana, idi, idi, a day am kari lay. No, a day means the season. That, whatever. Tani kabos, a day am, and all the things that are also because of the a day am. Tani kabos, say a rayon to be shlokish, that it's mutter. Kisha amru asr lasas velasasi bohem. The only answered by those things that are not perishable. Perishables, you want to go ahead and you want to buy a banana? Fine. Nothing wrong with that. You can't just buy, but things that are not perishables that are going to be remain on it, that's where it's going to remain and he'll have it. It's going to be there, a constant reminder for him to appreciate what he has. You go and you sell him an egg. A couple eggs. So eggs, what's he gonna do with the eggs? He's gonna eat it. He's gonna make a fried egg from it. What's gonna happen by the time the holiday comes? Nothing. He's gonna forget about it. Avu b'dover, she'ena b'skayim lo. V'afilu b'dover, even if something gets b'skayim. B'di'evid. Nosef v'nosan mutter. If you did it, there's no isra'adah. Tani rav zvid k'nevid b'nevei rabbi shia. He said that something that is not miskayim, it's perishable. You could sell it to them. You can't buy it from them. Because if you're going to buy it from them, what are they left with? You're being marfiyach then. Then said it's not miskayim. Forget you. Did he has arvacha? He got rid of something that's perishable. If you didn't do it, what's going to happen? He might be stuck with it. He's going to have to go throw it away. Ahu, you go to buy a cake from him. He's not allowed to sell it for him after it's stale. You do the biggest type in the world. You go and you buy a cake from him. It's a day old cake, day old bread. He can't sell that. You do it, you buy it, you're doing a big type. There was a mitzvah that happened. Of a min, a David of an Azara. The Shara Lady Nara Kisra, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, be a maido. He said, a dinar, says there to Rabbi Yehuda, on the day of the holiday. Abba Yosef Mishlakish was there. Omar, and he said, Echi Yavid, what should I do about this? What should I do? Ashkelay, what should I take it from him? What is this for? He said this, Dina Kasra, Rashi says, what is this thing? Dinar Bitsura Kadosha, from a new, minted coin. She Pasal Kesar Esarishaida, the Gazar Alzu. Kesar Pasal, She Pasal was Esarishaida, and the Gazar Alzu. It's a new one. And, what? Yeah. He changed the currency. What should I do about this? Ashkelay, should I take it and show my appreciation for it? Also Lubayda. He's gonna be also Lubayda if I take it from him.
Oh, then gave thanks?
Yeah, no, Ashkelay, should I not take it? Look at that, Abilay Ava. Gonna create hatred, hostility. I'm very sluggish. You know what you do? Tool is right, I said, the bar. The father, take it, throw it away into a pit or something. Omar, so do that? You kidding? Polskid Habileva. No, you mean Kalachayadu to come in. No, do it like it's an accident.
I'm sick.
And where it's an accident. Now, what did he want from here exactly? What was the issue? Why should he not? He's sending him what? An old coin and he's sending him the new coin. So why is he going to be invited? Why is...
Accepting
a gift. That's the money. He's accepting the gift that I appreciate so much what you're doing for me by giving me a new coin.
And he's going to go be invited right now.
And therefore, look what the yid accepted. He accepted a present from me. He's another one. He's another Hashu. He's going to accept a present from me. And he's going to be also... He's going to be invited. Now the Hashilon... To lend him things and to borrow from him is also what's in the Mishnah Tovus. So now the Gemara says, Racham, Bishlev el Hashilon kama ravach lehu. To lend him, it means you're giving him the opportunity to be marviyah. Avalish only him. You're taking things away from him. Amar Habai, no, gzeir alish alatu lehashilon. Rav amar kula b'shem dozul b'aydehu. Adarab. There's a reason that he appreciates that also. Look, the yid has to come on to me. And I appreciate that. I'm doing it to him. I'll just wait till the time comes that I can eat something. I want something from him. L'hal v'aysam, and the same thing here. To blend him and to borrow from him. B'yishlam el avasam mishpikam ravaz lehu. I'm a lilas, lilas man, I'm a rabbi, xer, a lilas man, not to l'hal v'aysam. And ravav akulam mishpikam d'yosu l'mayinahu, the same reason. Or, to be the far out of the throne of ahead, to pay them back a debt, and to accept their payment from him, we also are asked in the Mishnah. Be shleim of the far out of Mishnah, the called Meravach Lehu. He's going to go thanks for the Avodah Zarah. El Lifraya Mehem, but to be paid back from them, we need to go by Maiglu, Adarab. He's being Mephis then. Omar Abai, Zera Lifraya Mehem, out of the far out. And Rav Abakulam Hashem also invited him there also. And we need all treachim. He taught Allah says, "Allah says, 'Imam, I will say Hashem Tovar Abach Lehu.'" There, he's going to be having him gain. And when that happens, Vessel will invite him. Avolisho behem. Maybe I wouldn't have known that that's included in the Yisur. To be Utikam Abayet Lehu. Shapratam. Maybe that you can do. He taught Alisho behem Hashem the Hashem Alay. Milsom. Vessel will invite him. But Lilvois Behen, Tsar Bialba Yisle, to borrow money from them, he doesn't appreciate that. You take the money away from him. Omar Tuv Lo Hadri Zuzi. He said, otherwise again, he says that he's not going to give back the money. Because he's going to be paid back. And therefore, Mahashta Miyaz in Lubaida, for the time being, therefore, he's going to appreciate it. He's going to go thank the Avadizar, Avali Paramehem, the Sulo Hadri Zuzi, but to be paid back from them, the Sulo Hadri Zuzi, a Matsara Isle, Vilawazo Lubaida, to be paid back, he doesn't appreciate that. The guy's giving up the money. He doesn't, he'd rather not do it. He's not going to get the money back. And Ema Tzara Yisla'i V'lo Azul Baita Tzrichim. Rabbi Yehuda says there it's different than the Mishnah Nifra'i Mayhem. But last night, Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't he hold Ama Bishem Eitzer Rachshav? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold that even though now he has Tzar from it? But in the end, he's happy that his debt is paid off. So Me'echuli Achazvah. But Tani, we had a similar case by Chalabayit. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Isha Lo Sosub Dibayit. She's not allowed to put on this plaster on herself, the mayan. I guess it's like a debilitory. What? Yeah, for the time being, and she has star from it. Eventually, she's happy. But my patient, Nima Hulo. Umayda. Shechal v'kapla, Rabbi Yehuda is mayda by this plaster. Shechal v'kapla b'mayid, that she can go and to feel it off. Shetayflasa b'mayid. Why? Because even though there's tsar now, avamisha b'shematzira asho, l'maisa sinza hiliachas b'adzi. See, what deals with that. Why don't you deal with that now also because of the simcha that he's going to have? He's going to be also b'mayda when he pays back the money. Amra Nachma Yitzchak Hadach Nechas Bayin. Don't shalt zu udinim chalam mayda. Kulo meitzar achshav simcha liachar zman. Everything. When you cook, you think you enjoy the act of cooking, the tircha? You're doing it because eventually you're going to be happy because you're going to be eating or whatever you have to do. And therefore, over here, you'll be able to do it. Ravina Omar Avikachav Lidipiro Lioila Meitzar. He's always going to be in the state of Tsar for that. Masvisa Dvokha Rishua Ben Karcha. We'll leave it over here. Meitzar Hashem will pick it up over here tomorrow. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.